Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Chaf Hei, and we are on Chaf Hei Amar Aleph on the top, as we have a couple of dafim left here in Perek Bishlosha Prakim, the fourth Perek of Maseches Tainis. We're speaking about the Mishmaros and the Ma'amados. We spoke last time about the Kriyas HaTorah, different leanings that took place early on in the days of the Ma'amados. We know Kriyas HaTorah, Baba Kama, Kriyas HaTorah itself is a very early takana. Again, it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah Barabim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that every time there is a new type of Talmud Torah, that's Mechayev Bracha, right? We say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. And then if we ever get an Aliyah by Davening, we say Berachas HaTorah again, Asher Bach Rabanu. We just said it 20 minutes ago. What are we saying it again for? No, that was for my personal Talmud Torah. But Kriyas HaTorah is, in a sense, a Tzibur type of learning. And therefore, that's Mechayev, a new Berachas HaTorah. He suggested maybe that's also why there's Barach HaMakom, Barachu, Barach Shanas HaTorah L'Amo Yisrael, by the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, what do we have to say? That sounds like a Berachas HaTorah. Barach Shanas HaTorah L'Amo Yisrael. The answer is, that's also a different, that's a Talmud Torah as part of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim. That's also a different type of Talmud Torah. Therefore, it's Mechayev, a new Berachas HaTorah. Right? And that's why you have the Berachas HaTorah in the morning, Berachas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah, Berachas HaTorah, Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim. There are three examples. Two unusual, one the common for Berachas HaTorah. So, okay, Kriyas HaTorah, though, goes back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu already started the idea of Kriyas HaTorah. So, again, Bizman HaMamados, they were all used to Kriyas HaTorah. These were extra Kriyas HaTorah that were instituted for the Ma'amados. Where the last daf in the seventh parak of Baba Kama, last two dafim, in Meruba, talk about the Takanas of Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer made 10 takanas. One of them was that we were lain on Friday, Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos Mincha, we lain the first aliyah of the next parsha. Korin b'mincha b'shabbos, v'korin b'sheni v'chamishi, and that we lain on Mondays and Thursdays. That was Ezra HaSofer. So the Gemara says, Ezra Tikain. Really, Ezra was the one that said we should lain on Mondays and Thursdays. V'hamei karavi miskina. It was Misukan much earlier, before Ezra. Titanya, Vayechu Shloshes Yamim, Vamidrav Lo Matsumayim. They went 3 days without water, and they were thirsty. Darshe Rishumos Amru Ein Mayim Ela Torah. And the Darshanim say, Mayim is Torah. Shenem Arkoi Kol Tzomei L'Chol HaMayim. As the Pasuk says, in Yeshayo, Kivish Alcho Shloshes Yamim Lo Torah, since they went 3 days without Torah, Nil'u, they became weary, and therefore, already then, in Mara, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem, V'tiknu lahem, she'ikaren b'Shabbos, already said the Nevi'im amongst them were misakein, that they shalein on Shabbos, u'mafsikin b'echad b'Shabbos, v'ikaren b'shaydi, u'mafsikin b'shlishi reviv, v'ikaren b'chamish, u'mafsikin b'erev Shabbos, k'dei shalialinu gimel yamin below Torah. So you see, it was already from earlier generations, not Ezra, from the Nevi'im shebeinehem. And the Gemara answers that Ezra added on some details. Like we had yesterday, actually, relates. Meikara tiknu chad gavra tlasa psuke. Originally, it was one person getting three psukim, or three people getting nine. And he came and said at least 10, like we had on yesterday's daf. You have at least 10. Keneged, so the Gemara here says asara batlanim. We had keneged asara sadibris on yesterday's daf. But that's already, so you see, it's already early takana. Soloveitchik has a whole yardside shir about this, partly about this Gemara, where he talks about, first, what we've spoken about in the past. What does it mean that they were weary because they didn't have Torah? They didn't have Torah yet. It was before Maamad Har Sinai, right? So what were they thirsty for? So he develops the idea that every Jew has an internal inherent connection to Torah, separate from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So they were yearning for that natural connection to Torah. So that we've spoken about in the past. But the other point that we don't always make is that it says, what happened? They became weary, so therefore the Nevi'im Shebeinehem. How about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why does the Gemara use the language of Nevi'im Shebeinehem got up and was misakin? When the Rambam quotes the Nuchas Tfila, he says Moshe Rabbeinu. So why here does the Gemara say Nevi'im Shebeinehem? So he develops the idea that it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu got his special status as the Nosein HaTorah at Maamad Har Sinai. Before that, he was one of the Nevi'im. He was a special one, but he didn't get that qualitative jump until later. Maybe it started at Kriyas Yamsuf. Yamina Bashem of Moshe Avdo. But that's why it says Nevi'im Shebeinehem here in the Gemara, Baba Kama Pebe's, while it didn't have that later on. Obviously, he's Moshe Rabbeinu. Once we're here, Tosfos is there, Pebe's Manalab, that's where it quotes the Medrash that Mondays and Thursdays are special. But that's what we quoted earlier in this Masechta, that Tosfos b'shem the Medrash, that the fast days that they add on, the 337, is always Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday. It's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the whole week, except for the Ma'amados might fast every day of the week. But the other fast days that were Mesukan for Klal Yisrael is Mondays and Thursdays, because those were the days of Eis Ratzon, because those were the days that Moshe Rabbeinu got forgiveness. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday to get the Luchos Achronos. He came down on a Monday on Yom Kippur. So again, that's Baba Kama Daf Pebes. So that's a little related to Kriyas HaTorah. So we continue now. So says the Gemara, Masnisa, the top now of Chaf Hayam and Aleph. Masnisa, Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir are we talking about? The Mishnah gives the impression that it says the Ma'amados. When do you have the Ma'amados? You have the Ma'amados by Shacharis, Mincha, Musaf, and then the Mishnah got into, oh, but if you have a carbon Musaf, then you don't, then you have this, you have a carbon Asim, then you don't, but it sounds like you are doing the Ma'amados. What does doing the Ma'amados mean? It means doing the special Kriyas HaTorah of the Ma'amados. You're doing that numerous times. So the Gemara says, Masisa Derbi Meir. That sounds like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the one that says that you have that special type of laning in conjunction with each tefillah. Rabbi Meir Amar, Mispalin V'Korin, Mispalin V'Korin. He's the one that says that, and that's the impression that you get from the Mishnah. Baramul K'Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan, Mispalin V'Korin, Mispalin V'Holchan Lahem. The Rabbanan say, no, you daven, you get one laning. Right, you daven and you do Kriyas HaTorah, then you daven whatever next tefillah you have, and then you go home. According to the Rabbanan, Kriyas HaTorah, the special Kriyas HaTorah of Imamad is only when there's a special, when there's a full carbon musaf. You have a carbon musaf, okay, special, another tefillah, then you'll have it. But as we explained in the last Mishnah, if it's just the Hosafas tefillah of the day, it's not a carbon musaf. Right, the Ma'amados, on a regular Tuesday of the Ma'amados, it's not a yantif. So you just, we said, Musaf in the Mishnah means, according to the Pnei Moshe, based on the Rishonim, it means a Hosafas Tefillah. Doesn't mean Musaf. So that does not get an extra laning, says the, say the Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir says it does. So that's why the Mishnah says, Mishnah's like Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says. While the Rabbanan would say no, you wouldn't get. So the Gemara ends off, and HaMusaf Yeshbo. If there would be a carbon Musaf, so then the Rabbanan would agree. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about, right? Because the Mishnah later on says, if there's a Musaf, you knock out some of the Ma'amados. So therefore you see, Masisa de Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Amar, Mispalin V'Korin, because Rabbi Meir is the one. So again, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the author of the Mishnah, when you have a special carbon Musaf, so we said, that knocks out Ma'amados. If you just have your own personal Hosafas Tefillah, which the Mishnah called Musaf, then you would have the Ma'amados laning. The Rabbanan said exactly the opposite. The Rabbanan hold that no, if you have a special Yantif, the carbon Musaf, so then that might get an extra, that might get the Ma'amados, might get the Kriyas HaTorah, but not if it's just your own personal. Is Tani Tani Umachalif? Some have the Brisa, that switches the names. The Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, you flip the sheetas. And if that's true, Rav Acha, B'shem Rabbi Yosef, Kamast Yisun. So that would fit better to the Mishnah. Why? Because we're saying the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir against the Rabbanan. We'd rather say a Stam Mishnah is like, the Rabbim. We'd rather say it's the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Meir. So that's why if the sheetas are flipped, so then it, could fit in better to our general, idea of having the Stam Mishnah like the Rabbanan. Period. Amar Rav Simon. So one second. We said in the Mishnah, that if there is a carbon eitzim, right? We're getting back now to the end of the Mishnah. If there's a carbon eitzim, that knocks out Ma'amados. That knocks out certain lanings. And we said why? Because they're busy with the carbon eitzim, right? They're bringing the wood, the extra wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we're not going to make them do the extra laning. So if Simon says it takes so long to bring a little extra wood to the Beis HaMikdash, Suchra, or according to the Pnei Moshe's Girsa, Suvra. Suvra, do we really hold? Dekisa Tarad, a couple of splinters creates Tirda. Right, well, we can knock out the whole day. It's for hours. It's a special Kriyas HaTorah laning that they do. So, just because you're bringing some wood. So, Rabbi Mana, you're right. Rabbi Mana changes. It says, it's not all the carbon eitzims, the yuntif of the carbon eitzims that's going to knock out. It's the ones that also fall out on Rosh Chodesh. Mipnei Sudas Rosh Chodesh, we'll see in the next Mishnah, as they're coming up, the list of days of carbon eitzims, and some of them are. The first one is Be'echad B'Nisan. So really, it's the days of the carbon eitzim that also fall out on Rosh Chodesh, when there's a mitzvah to eat. when there's a lachachila to have extra food. So that's going to take up more time. Bringing the wood and the suda versh chodesh. So that's where, you're not going to have enough time. And that's what they're tarred. That's what they're tarred. Says the Pnei Moshe. Hadik tani doche, charmenesim doche mamad, towards the end of the skinny lines. Shel be'echad benisan kai, shu echad mizmani karbenesim. Va'oso yom hu doche ha'mamad. That day, you're right, maybe regular karbenesims wouldn't be doche the mamad. But this one would. Be'pnesha yu noagin laso sudas rosh chodesh, biyom shekid shibu achodesh. They used to make a sudas rosh chodesh. Va'yu trudin be'esak ha'suda. And they were tarred in that suda. And therefore, that's why we knocked it out. I think I mentioned the Shulchan Aruch Taf Yud Tes in the end of Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Brura says the Shulchan Aruch has a very short simen, mitzvah laharbos besudas rosh chodesh. Right, that's the whole. I think that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The whole Shulchan Aruch. And one of the Bali Musar say that when Eliyahu Hanavi says, "Why are you a poseach al shtei ha'seifim?" So by Eliyahu Bar Carmel, so he's referring to the two sifim, one about Rosh Chodesh, one about Malav Malka. Yes, that's the whole simon. Mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. Mitzvah laharbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yavagav de'me'ikir chiyuva eino mechuyav le'echol dvarim hatu'unim birchas hamazon. And even though me'ikir adin, you don't have a chiyuv to eat something that makes you bash, v'yachol lates b'sharei dvarim, become akom, still ha'motzi al sudas Rosh Chodesh v'ocha v'shoseh bo betov, harezim meshubach. Right, harezim meshubach. It is praiseworthy. There's even a girsa Meseches Beitza that maybe the Sudas Rosh Chodesh also comes out from the top, those expenses, like Shabbos and Yantif. Because of our post Kibshim Medrash Psikta. Oh, here he quotes it. Komazon Osar Shalom Ksuvalo Merosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. Chutz. The question is about the girsa here. Mimasha Motzi Shabbosos Yom Tovim V'Rashi Chadashim V'Cholam Oed. Right? So it's Hasudas Rosh Chodesh. Then the poskim say the medaktikin that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday, you have an extra food. But even when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you have the special Shabbos Rosh Chodesh food that you don't usually have on a Shabbos. Okay, so that's what's taken so long, says Rabbi Mana, because they weren't only involved in the carbon eitzim, but in the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Amar Abelazer. Abelazer says, "Boy, wait a minute. I have a question on the whole yisod, because what does the Mishnah say? If you're involved in the carbon eitzim, then you're going to knock out the ma'amados. Why do you say that it goes in that direction? Why don't we say if it works out to be your ma'amad, so then that kriyas haTorah should be docha the carbon eitzim, right? Why do you say that? So al shem kolatada mechaveru kol demes chaveru and Rosh Chodesh. So tadir sheino tadir kodem. So that's a question the Mefarshim wonder, which is really tadir. The carbon eitzim, there are 9 days. There are 9 days of carbon eitzims. And if you say this is about Rosh Chodesh, there's 12 of those, right? So isn't that tadir? How do you figure out tadir? Or do you go by ma'amados? Each group only did certain days of the year. So you only count those days. Or do you count each day by itself, right? You don't say, talis and tefillin, so it's the same talis and the same tefillin. So you say talis is more common than tefillin, so maybe a talis goes first. Or you have one of the brachas by Shabbos, right? That's where tadir comes up by Beishama and Beisila. But here's a little tricky how to figure out. Right? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he says, "Karban eitzim nikra tadir ba'oso yom ha'kavu alakach." If you look at each day, right, the karban eitzim always falls out on this day of the year. And the ma'amados, depends on the day of the week. Different, as we said before, not everybody has the same day. So it's a little tricky. You got to work to know why the carbon eitzim would be more tadir than the ma'amados / Rosh Chodesh. But okay. Kariya Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. The following pasuk supports Rabbi Yochanan. We had this Rabbi Yochanan once before, earlier, and we said then that it doesn't really belong there, but we had it in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Dalet. But now, this is the context. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you should have bimarbe besuda on both days of Rosh Chodesh, what we would call it, both days of Rosh Chodesh. So there's a pasuk that supports him. Kriya Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel Aleph when they're having a Rosh Chodesh suda, and Shaul HaMelech is dining and he's looking for David HaMelech, who wasn't David HaMelech yet. So it was the set Hachodesh Hasheni. So, and what did the psukim say there? It mentions there that there are 2 days. Remember the first day, Shaul HaMelech looks around and doesn't say anything. And this, by the second day, he looks around and David's still not there. He's like, what's going on? Where is Ben Yishai? But it's clear that they're having 2 days of celebration. Let's read it first. In Temer Trei Yarchin Havei, if you say, it says there that it's 2 days that Shalom Melech is wandering. And if you want to say, oh, it means 2 months. It means Dov is not there 1 month and then the following month. No. Vaksiv Madua Lo Ba Ben Yishai Gam Tamol Gam Hayom Alalechem. It says, where's Ben Yishai? He didn't come today. He didn't come yesterday for the bread. And Shalom Melech is getting upset about that. And that proves Rabbi Yochanan. Which Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, Mefakin, Lekanishta de Kufra. Rabbi Yochanan used to give, instructions to the shul in Kufra. Savon Meol Aduayimama. Start eating while it's still daytime on the end of the first day Rosh Chodesh. And go into the second day Rosh Chodesh. So it's a kiyum of your eating both days of Rosh Chodesh. And then Va'atun Amrin, and then you'll be able to say Yalav Yavo, Zmano V'Iburo. On both days. Because both days are appropriate to say Yalav Yavo, both days you should be eating. So again, that idea of Rabbi Yochanan, that on the 2 day Rosh Chodesh, there's a status of and you should eat something extra, so that applies to both days. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a yahrzeit shiur about someone who was you might call him a Lamed Vavnik. You might say he's nobody really knew on the outside that he was such a tzaddik, but on the inside, so he called him Rosh Chodesh man. Right, Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedusha. We all go to work on Rosh Chodesh, and there's no Chiyuv Seuda on Rosh Chodesh, but inside Rosh Chodesh, there's a Chalos, right? There's a Karban Musaf, and we have a minute to say Hallel, and the Marbe B'Seuda. So Rosh Chodesh has that in-between status. But if you look in the thought on that Perek that we have mentioned, David HaMelech and Shaul. So David HaMelech, remember, is hiding from Shaul in that whole story because he's scared that Shaul wants to kill him. And he had basis to think that. And we know it happens sometimes. They checked David's chair. He has a family obligation. Family obligation. Shaul gets up and gets angry. He's a rebellion. I know, Yonasan, you are lying, right? You're choosing Ben Yishai as your friend. You're an embarrassment because you're supposed to be the next king. You're my son. You're choosing him. Right, that's why this is the example in Pirkei Avos that's given to Ahava She'ena Tluya B'Davar. It makes no sense that David and Yonasan were best friends, because Yonasan should have been the next Melech, and they were still best friends, as Shaul warns him. V'yatashlach v'kach oso elai, bring me David, ki ben maves hu. And V'ayan Yonasan as Shaul Aviv, he says, why do you want to kill him? And Shaul throws his spear at his son. Unbelievable. Yonasan's like, I'm out of here, and he leaves. But we pointed out in the past the thought from some of the Bali Musar. I remember I heard it from a Melech Shechter first, and that is throughout this parak, this is the Haftorah for Machar Chodesh, because that's what's discussed here, Rosh Chodesh. Shaul does not say David's name. He keeps calling him Ben Yishai, and whenever Yonasan answers, he says David, because mentioning someone's name is already being Makir and Machshiv them. Right, and that's why you have this in the phrase. And that's why he quoted, that's why the Rashi in Parsha Shlach, when Kalev stands up, Ayas Kalev es Ha'am, he silences them, he stands up on the chair, he says, you know what Ben Amram did for us? And they thought he was going to say something bad. And really he said, yes, what'd he do? And he split the sea and he brought us the man, because they thought he would say something bad. Why? Because he said Ben Amram. He didn't say Moshe. So again, that's, we find that, and that answers the Chacham and the Rasha, because the Chacham mentions Shem Hashem, even though the Rasha doesn't, even though they have similar types of lines. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Zmanes atzei kohanim v'ha'am tisha. There are nine days, holidays, that the, as we said, that there were families, as we're going to see actually today, that families celebrated their ability to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing wood for the Mizbeach. Becha ben Nisan ben Arach ben Yehuda. Be'eshrim b'tamuz, on the 20th of Tamuz, Rashi says, and the Karban Eda here says, that the wood that Arach ben Yehuda brought from the 1st of Nisan to the 20th of Tammuz. Right? That's why. The next one was 20th of Tammuz. B'nei David ben Yehuda. So I'm not sure why now these dates are much closer together. Rashi only makes that comment on the first one. You would think that, okay, that whenever they had a new need, so that's when they brought more wood. But now all of a sudden, this is less than a month later. The Chamisha Ba'av, did they use more wood in the middle of the summer? I would think less wood. It's not as busy. Kesem is Be'ach, so I'm not sure. The Chamisha Ba'av, B'nei Parosh, Ben Yehuda. B'Shivabo, 2 days later. B'nei Yonadav, Ben Rechav. Ba'asarabo, on the 10th of Av. Right? Maybe they're trying to get it all in, because remember we said on 2 Ba'av, that's when the wood started getting wormy and they stopped collecting, so maybe they're trying to get extra wood towards the end of the time. Basarabo b'nei Sana ben Binyamin. B'chamisha asarbo, on 2 Ba'av. B'nei Zatuel ben Yehuda. V'imahem, and with the B'nei Zatuel, there were other groups that also. Kohanim Leviim. Any Kohanim and Leviim, chamisha ta b'shifto. If you were a Kohen or a Levi, but you knew that your family brought wood, but you don't remember which family you were from. So you went with Zatuel. They invited you in. Right, Ubinay, and also who else went with Zatuel? Ubinay Gonve Elu, Ubinay Kotse Nitzias. But these families, which the Gemara will explain where they got their unusual name from. Those who steal the pestles, and then those who cut up the figs. What is that? The Tiferes Yisrael, here on the Mishnah, wonders why, they went with, this group. He says, Venir Ali, the Ksha'alu Mehagola Lonizvar Leza Shayachim. These families didn't know which shevet they were from. Hitchabru Az Ksha'alu and Bnei Zatul is not Avimayim. The Shuv Tamin Nechshval Mishpach Azos. Originally, they didn't know where their shevet was from. This shevet was very nice and invited them in. So they said, okay, it's like an adopted shevet. We don't even know for sure. Maybe they got it right. Maybe they're not. Okay. Be'estrimbo on the 20th day of Av. Bnei Pachas Moav Ben Yehuda. Be'estrim Be'elul. B'nei Idan Adin ben Yehuda, Be'echad B'teves, Shavu B'nei Parash Nian, the first of Teves, the B'nei Parash came again, Be'echad B'teves, Lohaya Mamad. On this last one, there was no Mamad on the first day of Teves, because after all, that's Hanukkah, and it's Rosh Chodesh. So Shayabo Halel, Karban Musaf, Karban Eitzim. As we said, when some of these things take place, you don't have the Mamados, it's too busy of a day, as it is. So the first of Teves had that in that case. Period. Why do we have to list all these days? Right? What do we have to list all these days for? Meaning, the Karban Eda says the question is, any Yachid can bring wood whenever they want. There could be Misnadiv of Karban Eitzim, writes a Mishnah in Shkalim, that a person can be Misnadiv. I want to give wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's so special about these days? So answer, Ela Mishasha Ali Yisrael Menagola, when Bnei Yisrael came back for Shiva Sion, Lo Matsu Eitzim Balishka, there wasn't enough wood. So these families each said, we want to give. And they gave it to the tzibur. These families donated out of their own wood, stock, they gave for the carbon tzibur. And the Nevi'im amongst them said, okay, even if the lishka, if the Beis HaMikdash is full of wood and you bring wood, we're going to use yours. Right? You give yours. Who are these Nevi'im? So there's a Rashi, the Karban Eda here quotes it, which the Achronim wonder about. He says, who are the Nevi'im? On the bottom, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, that's good, Ezra Nehemiah. So he puts Ezra Nehemiah in there. So that's unclear. Some say Ezra was Malachi. Right? So how could you have Ezra Nehemiah? And Nehemiah, was he a Navi? Right? The Nevi'im are not so clear. If you look in Megillah, the Gemara lists off the 7 Nevi'os. But the Gemara does not list off the 48 Nevi'im. It just says there were 48. So Rashi has his list, and the Vilna Gaon has his list, and there's different Girsos. So question exactly who was on that list. We continue. Amar of Acha, says the Gemara. So what did our Mishnah say? That these families donated wood. So which sounds like, what do you mean? The wood in the Beis HaMikdash they use for Karbanos has to be Sibur wood. So it must be that if we allow them to do it, we could assume that people have the wherewithal and they would have the proper das when they give something private to the Beis HaMikdash that they're donating it with Ba'umdina, with a full das to give it to the Tzibur. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha says, that reflects Rav Yossi Shita. Rav Yossi Shita. Because what does it sound like from the Mishnah? They didn't just give it once, the wood, and then forevermore they made a party to remember what they did in the olden days. It sounds like these families, Bezman and Mikdash, actually gave wood every year. Meaning every year, not just the first year when there was a Shas HaTchak and they couldn't have any wood, but throughout the years, whenever they wanted to, these days they gave. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita that says if you have a private thing and you give it for a public, we assume that's okay. Where does Rabbi Yossi say that? Rabbi Yossi Omar, Afarotzim Esnadev Shomer Chinam. What's that? That's a Mishnah in Shkalim. And it's related to Shemitah. In the days of Shemitah, we know everything's Hefker. The problem is if everything's hefker and everybody can go into whatever, you know, field they want to go into, but you need grain to bring the carbon omer and the carbon shtei halechem. They used to put guards. They used to put guards to make sure, for sure, that animals don't wander in. Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's also to guard that people shouldn't come in. Because that might make it shamor, and some shitas say that shamor is usher. So usher to become, makes it usher, if you can't bring it as a carbon. But let's say it's, those are the shomrim that they used to have. Did the Beis HaMikdash pay those shomrim? The Tanakhama there says, yeah, they had to pay them. Why? Because that payment was basically making sure that this grain belonged, it was hefker, but this grain was basically Beis HaMikdash, you know, grain. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to pay them. You don't have to pay them. They would guard it. If you guard something, maybe you'll like think it's kind of yours. You'll have das to be kohen it, but then you'll give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yossi has no problem with that. Rabbi Yossi says they can be a shomer chinam. They don't have to get paid because he's not nervous that they're not going to give it over properly. So just like Rabbi Yossi says over there, we're not nervous. So to hear by the carbon eitzim, we're not nervous. You give it from the private to the public. So that's the Gemara first says. Rav Acha says that the Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi. Then the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila, a different Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi the Amora says no. Divrei Akoli. It could be that our Mishnah reflects even the Rabbanan there who say that by watching the grain, you don't trust them, and therefore you have to pay them. Maplig and begufish al carbon. That's only because that's about a carbon, the grain that's going to be used as a carbon. Avo b'machshirei carbon. Here we're talking about wood. Wood is a machshir to a carbon. Kol amamodi shu mishtanim in a carbon yachal carbon sibur. When it comes to machshirei carbon, a preparatory part of the carbonos, then everybody would agree that we trust people that they would give it over from a carbon yachid to a carbon sibur. Period. Similarly, Tani, Ha'isha, Sha'asa, Sonas, Labana, there was a woman that made a nice, shirt for her son. And then guess what? Her son became a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash or a carbon, Kohen Gadol. And the Kohanim is Begadim have to be owned by the Tzibur. So, says the, Brisa, Sricha Limso, the Tzibur. She has to give it over to the Tzibur. She has to give over this special clothing that she sewed for her son. Give it to the Tzibur. Amar Ravacha, Rabbi Yossi. Again, Ravacha says that this Brisa must be reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who says you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Afa Harotza, Misadev, Shomer Chinam. Like he says by Shemitah, that you don't have to pay them, the workers. And even though they might be Kona the grain that they're watching just by taking care of it, still, they'll then give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Rabbi Yila, Debra Yakoli, you know, there too. Maybe the Rabbanim would agree to that, because there, what's we're talking about? Ma'pligim b'gush al-carbon. The machlokes is about the carbon itself. Avo b'machshirei carbon, meaning the big day kahuna, or what's called machshirei carbon? The big day kahuna, the wood. So both of those machshirim, kol yam amodesh, u'mishtanim b'kamen yachal al-carbon sibur. There, it wouldn't be a problem. Period. Says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas amoraim between Rav Acha and Rav Yosa, whether the machlokas tanam, Rav Yosi and the Rabbanan, whether that's only about gufashal karban or it's even by machshirei karban. Right, that's the machlokas. According to Rav Acha, it's even about machshirei karban. So our mishnah is only Rav Yosa, while the Rav Yosi, the Amora, said no, the machlokas is only by Gufo shel carbon, but machshirei carbon, everybody agrees, it would be okay. So says the, Gemara. Masnisa, where we at to? Masnisa, we're gonna flip the gear. So Masnisa, Messiah, Rabbi Yossi. The following Brisa, no, our Mishnah, sorry, our Mishnah is a, actually the Brisa that talks about our Mishnah. The Brisa is a support for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi the Amora, who says that, again, everybody agrees by machshirei carbon, that we trust that the person would give it over to the carbon sieber. Osan hayamim, those days, these mani atzikonim that we're talking about, these 9 days, no hagin, it's no egg. They have these special holidays. Skip the next word. Bishasa carbon, vishol bishasa carbon. The Tanakhama here says that they celebrated, these families celebrated the days even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rabbi Yosa Amar, ein no hagin ela bishasa carbon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only Bishasa Karban. That Rabbi Yossi, a different Rabbi Yossi. So the, what do you see from here? Chaim Kanievsky explains. The Rabbanan here, the Tanakhama here, is referring to actual bringing. It says they had a minog to make this party when they brought the carbon, when they didn't bring the carbon. So it's clear that they actually brought wood, Bizman HaMikdash. They didn't just make a party after. So they actually brought wood, and it's the Rabbanan Shita. What do you mean? I thought according to Rabbanan, you don't trust. carbon yachid, carbon tzibur. It must be for machshir. And you do trust, like the shita we said before, of Reb Yossi, the Amora. Again, if you say, according to the Rabbanan, they would only have brought it that first year b'shas atchak, and all the later years would have just been a zecher to what they did, because you don't allow them to bring wood. But if you say that even the Rabbanan would allow them to bring wood all the years, so then that shows that they're not worried, that we trust that it could go Mishal Yachal Lishal Tzibur. Vod min Adol, also from the following, the Tanya Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok, Anu Hayinu Mibnei Sana Ben Binyamin, we're from that family, the Chal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Shabbos, one time, right, what was their day? Their day was the 10th of Av. But one year, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. And what happened? They pushed Tisha B'Av to Sunday. The Chino Solomotzi Shabbos. So what do? It's Tisha B'Av, but it's really the 10th of Av, and this is one of our Yontif days. This is the day that we bring the wood. So what happened? They didn't finish the fast. They fasted, but they didn't wear a mashlimit. So again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, if this holiday is so strong, it's strong enough to push off Tisha B'Av fasting, it must be that it's an actual holiday, and they bring the wood. They bring the wood. They don't just remember what was done in past years. So therefore, again, this proves, like the shita of Reb Yossi the Amora, that the machlokas between Reb Yossi and the Rabbanan Tanaim, the machlokas is only by gufishal carbon. But by machshirei carbon, like wood or like begadim, everybody would agree that even if it's private, we trust that they can make it public. Let's try to do this, right? These other families, the people who stole the pestle and goats and itzios, why they called that? And what's special? So Ela B'Shasha Hoshav Yerav Menevat. The story here is about Bayis Rishon, Yerav Menevat. It's quoted in other sources having to do with Bayis Sheni. But this version is Bayis Rishon. When Yerav Menevat, remember he split the Malchus. Paradisos al-Drachim, when he put guards on the roads to make sure people didn't go to Yerushalayim. He wanted them to come to his alternate altar upstairs. He didn't let them go. Whoever was a tzaddik in that dar, maybe it's Bikurev. How do you bring Bikurim? How did they bring Bikurim? The Beis HaMikdash was, there was guards there. You couldn't go. They used to bring their Bikurim, put them in a basket, put dried figs on top of the basket, and they used to take their grinder, their Eli, and take the basket and take the grinder in your hand. Once you got to the guard, they used to say, no, where are you going? I'm taking these dried figs, with kapos echas shel dvela, to grind them up, be'eli azeh, with this grinder, shebiyadi, that's all I'm going, I'm just trying to crush these figs. So they got, let him through. The kivachaya over es also mishmar, once they got through, they used to then uncover, and then do the whole bikurim parade. So those are the people who stole the das, with the Eli. Mao Omer b'nei Salmai hanetitasi. How about the other ones? Elakom Yishayim Misadev Eitzim, the Gizrin L'maracha. Those who used to wanted to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash, Yishayim Mevei Beitzim, Osa Kamin Shlovim. They used to bring wood and make it into like a ladder. Va'osa Osa Kamin Sulam, but also Maksefo. V'kiv Yishayim Magiel Osa Mishmar, Haya Omer Lo Lech Hanata Holech. They used to come to the guards, new, what are you doing? Hu Omer Lo Eni Holech Alav Yishnik Osa Salalu B'na Shovach. I got some birds that I want to get down from the chicken coop. With this ladder that's on my shoulder. The kivachaya over is also a mishmar, and when they passed, they took apart the ladder. And because these two families were so moser nefesh for mitzvahs, they were eternally remembered in the Mishnah, l'shem tov. Right, the people who are moser nefesh for mitzvos, it's kind of like a Pesach Sheni attitude of those who didn't take no for an answer and said, no, I want to be involved. So these Jews said, we're not taking no. We're figuring out a way to be able to do the mitzvah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next Mishnah, we get into the five tragedies of Tisha B'Av, five tragedies of Shavasa B'Tamuz.